what is that energy that Radharani represents? She represents the seva shakti, the service energy. She's a very service energy, and her service is so pure, so unmotivated, and so conscious and unlimited that it takes the form of Ananda. And therefore, she is known as Ananda Shakti, or Radhini Shakti. That is what we're aspiring for. We're aspiring for that pure service attitude. So Srimati Radharani's mercy is overflowing in this place of Sevakam. That Radharani Krishna is serving her a few meters from here, she's brushing her hair, a few meters over that way, and took his flute and dug a well for Lalita Kaurni. All over this place. And I see the problem he came here, and he drove in this ocean of service. And when he went to New York, he was serving the devotees, he was cooking with his own hands for the devotees, and serving out these untouchables. Who are these people? They were calling devotees, in fact, these people were untouchables. Blessed governors. He was cooking for them, serving for them. They were taking the sodom, and he would get up and say, thanks a lot, Maharaji. Thanks for the grub. Thanks for the grub. Thanks for the food. And then he wouldn't do anything. They'd walk across the street, they'd go outside and step on, smoke a cigarette, go eat some donuts. They wouldn't do anything. Prabhupada would clean the steel plates and wash them for himself, and the next day he would cook again. And then at night he would give a lecture on Bhagavad Gita. In this way, Prabhupada was personally serving all these fallen souls in New York. Just like a maid servant, he was serving them, giving them Krishna consciousness, Hare Kathamrita. Personally serving them. So Srila Prabhupada was showing us by example this Seva Bhava. How to be a servant of a servant of a servant, Vaishnava, Dharsan, and Dharsan, and Dharsan. This is the Sattva Vichara. This is the actual meaning of Shastra. This is the meaning of the holy name. We'll come to the point where we serve the Vaishnava and realize there's nothing more in life than to serve Krishna and serve the Vaishnava. So that type of realization you can attain in this place, in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and in the lotus feet of Radha Damodar. So let us pray like that. Do our kirtan four times and pay obeisance to Prabhupada and give as many donations as you can give to Radha Damodar. And this way, on this holy day of Mahadwadashi, in this holy land of Vrindavan, in this most sacred and divine place of all holy Jesus signs of Sevakam, we can hopefully attain the mercy of Radha Damodar and Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Mandri, Virat Mandri, Jigalo Swami, Rupalo Swami, Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur, our Param Guru, or Vaishya Guru, Param Vaishya Guru. Someday we can come to the realization that I am simply a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant. And this is where happiness lies. Happiness lies in service. Radharani is the most delightful of all personalities. And she is loving, she is Ananda. She is made of unlimited happiness. And the way she finds so much happiness is simply by serving Krishna's every will and wish, every order and command, every desire. She's serving him and fulfilling all of his fire in such a wonderful way. So this is the place to realize attainment of realization. And once one attains this realization, then his life becomes Kevala Ananda Panda. His life becomes simply joyful. Every step becomes a song. Every step is a dance. Every word is a song. And everything that we drink and speak is just an experience. So this is the realization we can get here. Or if you don't want to get serious about devotional service, you can take inspiration from the monkeys and just play around and jump around because there's so many monkeys here. Prabhupada once said, why are there so many monkeys in Vrindavan? He asked, why are there so many monkeys in Vrindavan? There's so many monkeys in Vrindavan because people misbehave. People take up spiritual life and then they act like monkeys. So they take a monkey's body. So we want to be very serious about Krishna consciousness, very serious about sadhana. And in this way, with the proper attitude, with the proper mood of service, and proper prayer, and beggars, we are bhikshu, we are bhikaris, we are begging. We are simply begging for the mercy of Guru and Krishna. This is the most divine place. And if you come here for some days and chant your japa here early in the morning, in front of Jiva Goswami Sutra, or inside Prabhupada Bhagavan Sutra over here, you'll actually perceive some of the divine energy that's flowing here and unlimited amount. Sri Sri Radha Damodar Ji,
Jai.
Sri Sri Prabhupada Ji,
Jai.
Sri Vrindavan Dhama Ji,
Jai.
Sai Gaur Bhakti Ji,
Jai.
Jai 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 Jai.
Okay. The best of Vrindavan, Vajraj, Yamuna River, and the Govardhan Hill are three servants of the Lord that have remained here, even in the absence of the Lord. Everything else is left in separation. All the people, all the devotees, all the animals, everything, trees, flowers, everything has gone back to Krishna. The Giriraj and Yamuna and the Vajraj, the best of Vrindavan, are still here. So we can take advantage of the dust of Vrindavan by rolling in it and eating it and wearing it on our foreheads and neck and worshiping it and praying to it. We can take advantage of the Yamuna by bathing in her and drinking the water take advantage of Virat by circumambulating and worshiping him and praying to him. In this way, by their mercy, we can obtain a great fortune in spiritual life. Sai tells that from the Yamuna, the Vrajaraj, and the Govardhan, we can actually obtain the same bhakti. So according to Shastra, when one day we offer this prayer to the personalities, and Yamuna will bless us with the same bhakti. Deva Sarada Krishna, eternal service in the land of Vrindavan, Vrajabhakti. And of course, according to the rule, you're supposed to face upstream when you bathe. Or face the sun, generally upstream. So that's showing proper respect to the Yamuna coming down from that direction, coming down this way, flowing from the Himalayas up in the north, flowing south, up to Lalabad, and from the mainland, comes up from the next Lalabad. So we'll bathe here, and then the other side will be facing that way, and the ladies can just be behind us, facing that way, and that way. So the men will be here, the ladies will be to my right. And ask if you are anyone here. So I think it's going to be the last thing that we'll do together, so it doesn't matter where you end up, like you did. You already ended up in the perfect place. And then Vrindavan. Never leave Vrindavan. So after this, you can walk at your own speed, finish the parikrama, just keep an eye on the person in front of you if you don't know where to turn. Otherwise, you might. There's two parikramas. There's the Vrindavan parikrama, which is 7 kilometers, and there's the Vrindavan Mathura parikrama, which is 37 kilometers. So if you make the turn, then you'll be on the 37 kilometer parikrama mark. So if you catch the turn, then you'll only be on the 7 kilometer parikrama mark. Hey, don't anyone go too far beyond me because the ladies are bathing on that side. You understand? And you can sit down there. But from my right hand side, the ladies will bathe. It's okay to sit there now, it's okay. But from my right hand side, the ladies will bathe like an imaginary line of division. And the left hand side will be the men. It is said. Although we've never seen written in anything that we've read. But the people here say that when Lord Chaitanya was touring, he entered Vrindavan. Of course, he wasn't staying at a Kurogat. Kurogat is pretty much the borderline between Vrindavan and Mathura. Because we know from Krishna book, when a Kura came to take Balaram and Krishna to Mathura from Nandagam, that Krishna said, well, wait a minute, let's stop here and take a bath. We stopped there, and then at that point, Krishna and Balaram revealed themselves as the Nakshasa and Vasudeva were Narayan in the water. Nakura saw that in the water, and when he went to take a bath, he said, wait a minute, I thought I left Krishna and Balaram in the chariot, and I would go and take a bath into my chariot and come back. But now in the water, I see Nakshasa and Vasudeva Narayan, or just Krishna and Nakshasa. And the boys have come over here and taken that form. When Akura went back to his chariot, and he saw the chariot there, they were sitting there. The chariot explained that Krishna and Balaram never take a step out of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Prithyaja, Eka Padam Nagat. Krishna, Vrindavanam Prithyaja, Sadhavanam Prithyaja, Hamasam. I think it's better clear the road there, or it'll be clear. Yeah. discussing Ravan, never abandoning Ravan. Take your part out. Imagine that you take one step outside of the Ravan. Not the time. Just take one step out of the Ravan. This is how I'm always staying in Ravan. For a career communication, that requires the borderline between the Ravan and the career. That borderline is known as the career effect. Called Margo Lava Monday, which is you have to go around to the, we turn right up here, it's the opposite of left hand distance, say, a 7-story marble temple of Margo Lava. So Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, and at a Kura God, the Vasudeva portion of Krishna, touching Natashesh portion of Balaram, they came out of Krishna Balaram, and that's who Akura took to Mathura, Krishna Balaram stayed. So in Lord Chaitanya, he came to Vrindavan. He came and stayed at Akura God, which is not far from here. And he toured the 12 forests of Vrindavan. He spent 2 months visiting all the forests. So they say that he came to his dining tree to address them to Krishna God. Actually, it's a very funny pastime. The Kamsa was sending various units to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. So then he thought, well, let me go myself. And he talked to his ministers and they said, everyone will recognize you to go yourself. You better disguise yourself. The best way to enter Vrindavan is to go as a gopi. Disguise yourself as a gopi. So, King Kamsa, tyrannical, mad King Kamsa, he disguised himself as a gopi. And he came walking to Vrindavan. So the gopis, of course, some of Vrindadevi's parrots, they were flying on the sonic system. And they were flying over Mathura, and they got wind of this ploy of Kamsa that had to sneak in to Vrindavan and kill Krishna. So these faithful parrots of Vrindadevi, they reported this to Sakya 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 guys, just like the Vatsasura demon. One demon called Vatsasura, Vatsa means calf. He disguised himself as a baby calf. He tried to mix up with Krishna. And Krishna grabbed him by the hind legs and tail, whipped him around and threw him into a tree and knocked him off. So in the same way, Kamsa came into Vrindavan disguised, or tried to come into Vrindavan, grabbed this area, right in the borderline between Vrindavan and Mathura. He tried to come in as a gopi. So when the gopis, they all collected over here, all gopi kamandras, about 200 strong. So when this Kamsa disguised as a gopi came there, he said, "Oh, wait a minute. He said, "Welcome to Vrindavan. We're the welcoming committee. Never, and it's like you go in this country, there's some customs. They welcome you. So all these gopis, they were just checking the passport of these gopis and the visa and everything. And so they asked, "You know, what's your name?" And then Kamsa said, "Oh, my name is Kamsa. And he said, "Very nice." But you know, in Vrindavan, you're coming from Mathura. Nice of them. So you're coming from Mathura, a big city, but see, Vrindavan is a simple village. And what is your purpose of coming here?" So Kamsi said, "Oh, I want to move to Vrindavan. It's such a beautiful village. I'd like to live over there with all the cows and calves and all the, you know, the grasses and everything." So then the gopis, the monkeys, they're very nice. But, you know, in the village here, the girls in the village here, we all know each other's water pots in our head, and we pick up the cow and make the cow dung pads. So we just want to make sure you know all these arts and all these village arts before you're welcome into our village. So if you can please show us, you can carry some water on your head for us." So then Kamsa was disguised as a gopi trying to enter in Vrindavan. So then they put a pot of water on his head, or her head, guys in the gopi tent, infiltrating Vrindavan. They put a pot of water on Kamsa's head, and then she says, "Okay, you just walk with this pot of water and let's see how you do." So, of course, Kamsa is a big, he's a cut here. He's not, he doesn't have any, there's a car coming, so be careful. didn't happen 5 years ago because there was no bridge here. Now they made a road and it's very unfortunate. Tom's here, I see it's a size. Can you carry this water pot? And of course, you went about one, walked about 1 or 2 feet and then dropped the pot and then balanced it all. And all the gopis started laughing. Ha ha ha, what kind of gopi are you? You can't carry a water pot on your head? And then she said, well, let you try it again and again. And, yeah, I will. So, Vivo! And then they said, well, no, then she just sat, you say, oh, that's it, you can't carry a water pot in your head. Well, let's see if we can make some cow dung patties. Because, you know, in the village, we're always collecting the cow dung and carrying it on our head. And then we're slapping it, mixing it with straw, making nice patties for cooking and others for regular fires and things. So let's see if we can make some of these. So then Tom, he took us with a big pile of cow dung and then he just made some. If he tried to pick up the cow dung that he tried to make. And then they said, so now you made it, now what do you do? And she didn't realize after you make it, even though she's a medical director or something. You're supposed to slap it on a tree. Put it on a tree, leave your fingerprints in it so no one else will take them. Because every gopi has her own fingerprint. So if another gopi, every gopi can tell her cow dung patties by her handprint. Signature model. So you get a tennis racket or something to make on it. It's a signature model. So each cow dung patty has your personal signature, the gopi that made it, because it has her handprint in it. You put it there, so then when she comes later, oh, this is my cow dung patty, that's my cow dung patty. No one will mix up their cow dung patty. So, the consul was trying to make these cow dung patties, and it's the size of the gopi, and then just was standing there, and they said, so now what do you do with it? He said, well, no, you just carry it like this. And they all started saying, really? Is that what you do with it? And then they started laughing. So Tom said, they didn't make it really quite correctly because he didn't mix any straw with it. So all the gopis were laughing, and this person, this gopi doesn't know anything. Doesn't know how to carry water pot on their head. Doesn't know how to make cow dung patties. And then they started saying, what is your name anyway? And he said, Tom C. And then they started pushing up back and forth. So what happened? Actually, I forgot part of the story. In the beginning of the story, when Thompson came in to the village, when all the gopis were greeting him at the borderline of Vrindavan and Mathura, Thompson described the guys and the gopis. Well, he just actually, they all greeted him, and they had some chats in their hands, such as buttermilk. And they said, oh, when anyone comes to our village, we always offer them buttermilk. That is our standard. So then, can you please take this buttermilk? But then Thompson drank the buttermilk, but that buttermilk was mixed with some special mantra from Purnamasi. So when Thompson drank that buttermilk, he forgot who he was. Although he was in disguise, he was Thompson disguising himself as a gopi so he could sneak into Vrindavan and kill Krishna. But because all the gopis found out about it, so he had in this buttermilk, but there were certain mantras in there, and so when he drank that, he became hypnotized, and he completely got amnesia and forgot his identity. And that's when the gopis, and after that, then the gopis were saying, can you carry a water pot, can you carry a cow dung? And he was trying to make all these things he couldn't do. And then they started pushing him back and forth and joking with him, pulling on his braid and pulling his star. And he says, you, what kind of gopi are you? You can't carry a water pot, you can't make cow dung patties, and they're kicking him on the backside and pushing him all around. And then they pushed him on the ground and covered with dust. This way they're abusing Tantra all over the place, pushing him here and there, and then they started picking up cow dung and throwing him in his face. Because they knew who he was. Tantra, a big demon. He killed so many, he sent so many demons to kill Krishna. But this is the gopi's chance to get back at him. They were throwing cow dung in his face and pouring water over his head. And what happened? Well, he was being jostled around like this. He fell down next to a well. And when he hit his head on the corner of the well, he got back his memory. He realized he was Thompson. And he looked over in the well, and he saw that, he was dressed up as a gopi, and he had cow dung on his face, and his hair was all wet, and he had a sari on, and he realized, what am I doing? What am I doing here? He's like completely like embarrassed and completely shocked, and he looked around, and all these gopis were pointing at, Thompson. He introduced himself as a gopi named Thompson. Instead of Thompson.
wicked thing. But then it's so embarrassing that you realize that this is ridiculous. I found it's impossible for me to enter Vrindavan. So he ran back to Mathura. That pastime took place in this area here, which is near the border of Vrindavan, Mathura. And today became late. Some people say that when Lord Chaitanya came here, Vrindavan, and he rested under this bending tree, so it's called Chaitanya Vishram Valley. See some beauty of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Shiva, and there's some painting here, Lord Chaitanya Sannyas, and there's some description here in India, something that says something about the rest of here. But we never heard any of our acharyas confirm that, nor is it in any of our shastras. Lord Chaitanya did come to Vrindavan, did walk all around the place where we're walking, all through the forest, did rest under different trees. But we know that he stayed in Akura Ghat, he went to Imritala, that's in our shastras. So, he could have stayed here. So we offer our respect to this place. At least this story about constant place in this area. So the idea is it's impossible to enter Vrindavan with a demoniac mentality. Even the demons that came in, they didn't stay for very long. As soon as they were detected, they were eliminated. You may pretend to enter Vrindavan, but as soon as your material mentality is detected, then you're eliminated. Just like Krishna eliminated the demons. If you come into Vrindavan and maintain a demoniac attitude, or a materialistic attitude, then Krishna will eliminate you. You'll be kicked out of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is for pure souls who want nothing other than the service of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Is the meaning of Vrindavan. So as soon as we come to that platform where we are nothing else but the service of the Lord, then we actually enter the atmosphere of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan appears before us. Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ji. Sri Vrindavan Ji. So in a half hour from now, we'll be in the same place. This is the Gauranga, he's very golden and fair. So Gauradasi, his older brother, this is the beauty of Balaram, Gauradasi. One time, as a Krishna left the college where he was over done, he came over here and met with the gopis who were just coming back from Jamuna. So he started coming before the gopis and boasting to them. Oh, you know, I just gave him Sridham and Subal. I beat them all up in wrestling. I beat Subal 10 times. And Radharani, you know, your brother Sridham, he's a wimp. He can't wrestle for anything. I beat him 5 times. I beat Balaram 5 times. And I'm just the biggest champ. I'm the biggest and the baddest wrestler all over the place. No one can defeat me. So he was fencing around, jumping around with his flute in one hand. And really boasting about how great the wrestler, how powerful he was. So then, the Sakis, they said, inside is the temple of Lord Dasi, go that way. And one side there, that darshan. We leave Lord Balaram looking out for the street. We're in one door and not the other one. So Krishna was boasting and jumping around and just kicking his heels and really, you know, telling all the gopis what a great wrestler he was. And he said, you know, you're always saying that. You leave the Sakis because you speak so. He says, Krishna, you're always jumping around bragging about yourself. He's such a braggart. And you're so boasting, you're so great, this and that. And that's such a big deal. And besides, we've heard directly from Purnamasi and other trusted ladies, because we can never trust you because you're always stealing yogurt and butter, and you're always lying. And how can anyone ever trust you? So you're saying this and that. But we heard directly from Purnamasi, who is a sixth guru for everyone in Vrindavan. He can never lie to us. He told us, emphatically and directly, at least 4 or 5 times Sridham defeated you. Radharani's brother defeated you in wrestling. What to speak of Balaram? So many times he's defeated you. And even Subal is very strong. Subal is very strong. He's defeated you. You're always jumping and saying you're such a big wrestler. And besides, actually, what we want to do, we want to see how much you can wrestle against Srimati Radharani. So what they did is they took Radharani's sari and they took the veil off the top of her head and they draped it over across her chest and they tucked it in from her waist and they folded her sari up in half, you know, so just above her knees behind and tucked it in behind her hips or whatever, lower back. And they tightened everything nice and tight and she kind of rolled up her sleeve. And they said, all right, you think you're such a big wrestler, you wrestle the strongest one amongst us. And if you can defeat her, then we'll understand how great a wrestler you are. But then Krishna and Radharani started wrestling. So naturally, and so this beauty here of Gauradasi, it's called Gauradasi, it's actually Srimati Radharani, it's actually a beauty of Srimati Radharani.
in the mood of wrestling the system. So I always try to tell it to go about with Gordon Golden. But this is when Radharam took on this form to wrestle the system. And it's a very fair form of Gordon. That means all the better. Mostly they just call it Lord Darby's temple. But I go ahead and tell you that this is really tremendous pastime of Radharam is wrestling the system. But what happened when that fight? Who do you think won? Radharani won? Watch the stuff here. I mean, make the sense of voting. Okay. So, how many think Radharani won? How many think Krishna won? Krishna? So, well, that's what happened. Krishna, because he knew Krishna. And he pulled Radharani with a powerful iron, a serpentine iron. And he grabbed her and picked up over there and boom! Right on the ground. And then he pinned her, as they say. And that's when you pin someone, you kneel on her, you know, you pull them down. But then they said, in the league of stuff, you think, not fair, you cheated. And he said, I'm not a cheater, I play fair, I play by the rules. It's just a matter of who's a better wrestler, that's all. So then, that's the theory is that the Srimati Radharani in the mood of trying to be the big Krishna in the wrestling. Gurdavji Maharaj Ji,
Jai!
Srimati Radharani Ji,
Jai!
Vrindavan Dhamma Ji,
Jai!
Prabhupada Ji,
Jai!
Jai, Jai,
Sri Radhe! बोलो बरसाने वाली की जय 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 राधा रानी की जय महारानी की जय
बोलो बरसाने वाली की जय जय जय
बोलो बरसाने वाली की जय जय
राधा रानी की जय महारानी की जय
राधा रानी की जय महारानी की जय
राधे 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 जय जय श्री राधे
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 Maharani ki jai,
Radharani ki jai, Maharani. Radhe Shyam, Radhe 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 Shyam,
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe 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 Shyam,
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe 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 Shyam.
Bolo Bhai Sanne Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai,
Sanne Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai,
Bolo Bhai Sanne Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai.
बरसाने वाले की जय जय जय,
खुशीदा दुलारी की जय जय जय,
खुशीदा दुलारी की जय जय जय,
विश्वभानु दुलारी की जय जय जय,
विश्वभानु दुलारी की जय जय जय,
राजा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय.
Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare,
Jai Maharani Ki Jai,
Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai,
Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai,
Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai,
Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai,
Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai Jai,
Bolo Barsane Wali Ki Jai Jai.
बोलो बरसाने वाली की जय जय जय, राधा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय,
राधा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय,
राधा रानी की जय, महारानी की जय,
Radhe Radhe
Radhe Jai 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 Shri Radhe,
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare,
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Priya Dvaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadana Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurva Kavinda,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurva Kavinda,
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram.
Radhe 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 Rad
radhe radhe radhe
radhe Govinda radhe
Hola.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram.